go. Writing with authors. I'm recording with the windows open, 70 degrees, a thermal. We were just talking about this behind the scenes. We have some good weather right now from Tampa to North Carolina. Jennifer, welcome to Writing with Authors.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. I am in North Carolina on my book tour, so this is great timing.
It's perfect timing. I can't wait to learn all about your book, why you wrote it, and everything in between. But first, big shout out to Josh again for the introduction. He's over at the Incubator program with me. If you missed Jennifer's episode on a mental health break, be sure to scroll down in the show description. Check out her inspiring journey there. We may have some overlap today, but we're diving more onto this book. She mentioned she's on tour, so congratulations on that. But please, for everyone who has not seen or heard of your book yet, what is it?
Yeah, well, let me just show a quick visual. So this is my book. It is called Half of Me, An Inward Journey Back Home to Wholeness. It is a thematic memoir of my life that has some short story essays about on six different areas, from life pivots, creativity, connection, surrender, and trust. And then also inside is mostly poetry broken down into those themes. And it's also a journal and an adult coloring book for mindful exercises that engages the reader. Yes, you're going to hear my story, but it's going to ask and invite you into your own inward journey as well.
I don't even know where to begin. That's incredible. Thank you for bringing that into the world, a real good mindfulness book. I can see getting it from every angle. First question, how long have you been writing poetry?
Wow. So not very long. I have been writing since the summer of 2020. And if you did hear my last podcast with Vincent, I basically started writing in an effort to understand my nervous system. It was very dysregulated. I was having a lot of anxiety that was coming out of nowhere. And through that just daily writing practice, I do believe just because I showed up every day with my pen and I was writing, I was exploring, like a different stream of creativity wanted to come through, and it was poetry. So I was writing in a more poetic way. And I realized also poetry was healing my nervous system, because what poetry does, it pinpoints emotion. So our nervous system, our energy circuit, it was pinpointing those different energies and emotions in my body that honestly I was disassociated with from a very long time. And then what it did is it brought awareness to it. And then that's the right side of our brain. And then it brings over to the left side and makes logical sense out of it. So I really do believe poetry was healing me kind of neurologically. It was healing me on my nervous system level, and then just emotionally unlocking this new side of myself that I had never engaged with before.
I appreciate that firsthand experience, even with your own book. Great message there. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be doing it for 15, 20 years. Just go ahead and start and do it. That ties to entrepreneurship, of course. But we're here with writing. The hardest part is just starting, like many other things. And once you get going, things get a little bit easier.
Yeah. And I think also like finding the thing you want to write about. So I am a professor or a former professor, and I had to write a whole dissertation and research. And my mentors will probably hate me for saying that, I despise writing research and academic papers. And I had to push myself through it for so long. And then when I found this new way of writing, because you can write in many different ways, it was like, I actually do enjoy writing. And I covered that in the last part of my book, that this is a skill that I enjoy and I like. I was just not doing it in the most aligned way for myself.
But you found a way to align it, and that's okay. Everyone, if things aren't making you happy or fulfilling you, there may be a different way. She's out there. It's not easy to actually finish the book. Now, I'm not going to start sharing random statistics, but there is that stat of how many people actually not only start, finish, publish the book. What is some advice you can relay to all of our book lovers, writers out here who may be a little stuck?
Yeah. So sometimes I do, like, so my journey is very spiritual in the sense that I do think we need to have active faith and a devotion to something. And I do think a lot of times as humans, we think we need to do something. And for me personally, I tried that many ways, and it's just like, doesn't feel right. It feels forced. There's a lot of resistance. And when the message came through very spiritually to write this book, it was like almost like a devotion to my craft. And in the mornings and before and after work, I would say, like, this is something I am devoted to. It is a calling that I feel like needs to get out there, and I needed to make it a priority. And it was like, I guess the question is to the audience, are you willing to make the things you're devoted to a priority? And for me, the answer was yes. Once I made that connection, it helped me show up a lot easier to my pen, and it took and my laptop, it took a lot of pressure off me as well to say, this is just not for me. Like, this isn't devotion to something greater than me.
I like that. And yeah. I think the main thing I'm taking away right there is that passion you bring to your book. This is something that you're going to have to hold yourself accountable for, maybe not every day, but however you set your writing goals is unique to each book, but you got to push yourself through it. If you're writing on something that you don't really care about, chances are, even if you do finish it, it's not going to be of high quality. I think it is easy to separate a book from someone who just wrote a book to write a book, mm-hmm. one foot in, one foot out, to someone like you who has put her heart and soul into this and followed a calling to do it. Is this a sequel type situation? Are we working on the next already?
It's so funny you ask that, because there's actually three more in the line, and I have no idea when they're going to happen. But so this one's called Half of Me. It was all about like me, like just even finding this. And there's three more that will be in the series at some point. One is going to be called Half of Her, which is all about going and exploring your inner child, reconnecting. Because I do think that's where a lot of our passions should stem from, is like that things you loved when you were a child. So I'm going to explore that with poetry. Half of Them, which will be all about family relationships, like how our family dynamics shape who we are and how to go on the inward journey with that. And then when I meet my future partner, my husband, there will be one called Half of Us. I have not met him yet, but he has influenced so much of my work already that there will be a whole series on like how relationships and divine partnerships can really unlock you in another level of your journey as well.
Well, you're manifesting it into reality. So right. I'm pushing for you. It's going to happen soon, but you've already accomplished so much. I know you don't have the date and the time set for these other books. Another great message to everyone out there. Plan. Don't worry about how you get there. Just worry about getting there. Do we have a series title right now, or is that in the works?
Yeah. I guess it would just be called Half of Me, and then it's just going to go Half of Me, Half of Them, Half of Us. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't have an answer for that. But what I am doing right now is I am going on my tour. I share my poetry. I do a lot of spoken word. Very and cool. I'm actually creating something right now. It's not a book, but it's specifically for athletes. And it's called Unlocking You, where I will be going to read poetry and authentic expression specifically to help athletes go on an inward journey to tap into their own identity and their purpose outside of just their sport. So it kind of goes along with Half of Me, and it will be specifically, for athlete audience as of right now. And I don't know where that will take me. Could be expand more than that.
That's exciting. Well, again, another one of your passions. Make sure you tune into A Mental Health Break. You learn all about her sports journey, what brought her into working in sports. But we've learned a lot from you. We've learned all about your book. You're on tour. I guess just in case there's anybody in your area, tell me more about this tour, exactly where they can find you, if there's a website or something they can look more on.
Yeah, the best place to connect with me, all of November, I'm going to be in New York City. So if you are in New York City, I would love to meet you and connect with you. Just so happens I have a friend who lives in Brooklyn. She has a whole apartment she's not going to be using for the whole month, so I will be there.
Nice.
And the whole month of December, I'll be in and around the Philadelphia, Jersey metro area. So yeah, I'll be in that New York, Philadelphia area for the next few months. And then I don't know. I am living a nomadic, very surrendered lifestyle and don't have plans exactly for the new year. But I will keep everyone posted. You can connect with me on Instagram. It's a great way. Jennifer_GELLOCK. My website is jennifergellock.com or on LinkedIn. You can find me on any of those platforms and just send me a message. I would love to connect with you.
Be sure to connect with her. Go check out that book and say hello to her if you were in that area this winter. Nothing like authors and book lovers connecting. And the show is At Writing with Authors. Not as active as we were, but mainly active on Facebook. Writing with Authors. I am at Vincent A. Lancey on all social media. Be sure to tap the subscribe button to this channel if you enjoyed the show, so you can stay in tune for the next release. And with that, we are signing off. Jennifer, thank you for joining, and good luck on the rest of your tour.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me on.